This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. First of all, my dearest sisters, I just want to say jazakumullahu khairan to As-Safa UK for inviting me here to take part in this forum all about the hijab. And you know, I really would have liked to have, you know, been able to join you all live. But unfortunately, here in Sydney, it's going to be in the early hours of the morning, like 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. So it was going to be a little bit hard for me to do that. But, you know, I just want to start out with my topic by saying that, you know, I know that right now a lot of sisters are, you know, struggling to stay strong in wearing the hijab and, you know, no doubt being exposed from time to time to people, you know, taking off the hijab. And, you know, being quite public about their reasons for doing so, you know, it doesn't really help you if you're already struggling with it as it is. So that's why, you know, today what I thought I'd start off by doing is, you know, just to share with you some of the reasons for why I personally chose, you know, to wear the hijab. And as some of you may know, alhamdulillah, I'm Australian revert to Islam. And subhanAllah, I've actually been wearing hijab now for, you know, over 30 years, alhamdulillah. When I first put it on, I was working full time and I was studying part time. And in fact, I was living at home with my non-Muslim parents as well. And, you know, back then there were hardly any visible Muslims to be seen, subhanAllah. So I can say that I do know the struggle of what it feels like to basically, you know, swim against the tide and, you know, look different from almost everyone that you come in contact with. But you know, sisters, the main thing that helped me to have the strength to basically swim against that tide, you know, of course, after Allah Ta'ala's help, was I said to myself that if I know that Islam is the truth and that this life is a test, then I want to meet Allah Ta'ala on the day of resurrection in the best condition I can possibly be upon, inshallah. Because if I can't stand the regret of, you know, not doing well in any exam that I sit for in this world, then how much more am I going to have regret meeting Allah Ta'ala in the next life and not having done something that He made fard on me to do? And the other thing is to keep reminding yourself about just how short this life is, you know, and that none of us know when our time of death is coming to us. And for me, I couldn't think of anything worse than, you know, dying with the regret of not having done what I needed to do. And so that's why one of the things I always, you know, say to sisters is, you know, what is the image of yourself? What is the image that you have of yourself that you would like to, you know, how you would be like to be when you meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection? So however that is, whatever that image is of yourself, try to make yourself like that from now and, you know, ask Allah ta'ala from your heart to help you to get there. So I wanted to give you, you know, three steps for any of you who may be having some, you know, negative feelings towards wearing hijab. So first of all, the first thing I'd like to, you know, the first advice I'd like to give is, you know, just number one, go back to your why. You know, ask yourself, what is your true purpose and reason to be here in this world? You know, what do I really want to gain from this life? And if we look at what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, verily, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living, my dying is all for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So, you know, when you really go back to, you know, the origin of why you're here for, you know, isn't your ultimate aim to live for Allah Ta'ala and to make it as safely as you can into Jannah? So go back to your why. This helps you so much, subhanAllah, and being motivated to what you're doing. The next step is to examine any negative feelings that you're having with wearing hijab. You know, try to pinpoint where is that coming from. You know, ask yourself what's behind these negative feelings. Is it due to not feeling strong enough in your iman? You know, is it that you feel self-conscious when you wear hijab, so that this issue you're having with hijab is in fact perhaps related more to, you know, lacking self-confidence than it is to lacking in your iman? Or maybe it's due to, you know, external pressures such as Islamophobia, you know, work pressures, family pressures. you know, maybe you want to get ahead in your career? Or is it simply that you just don't like the way you look or feel in hijab? So you've got to go back and have a look at what's causing those negative feelings in the first place. And then the third step is then to be, you know, proactive in looking at how you can do something about that. So, you know, for example, if the real issue is you're not feeling strong enough in your iman, then take proactive steps towards strengthening your iman. You know, if the real issue is that you're lacking self-confidence, it means you need to work on your self-esteem, because the reality is that, you know, when you have strong self-esteem and you're sure of what you're doing, you don't care about what anyone else thinks about you. You know, I remember, subhanAllah, before I wore hijab, and I saw this guy come to my uni with, you know, pink and purple hair. And I thought to myself, subhanAllah, he's so proud to walk around with hair like that. So how much more should I be proud, you know, to dress for Allah Ta'ala's sake, inshallah. And I really think it's important to mention here that, you know, who you choose to surround yourself with, it does have a massive impact on your own lifestyle choices. And, you know, especially if you know that you're more of the self-conscious type, then you really need to be placing yourself as much as possible into environments with people who, you know, they encourage you and they make you feel good about wearing your hijab. You know, when I first put on the hijab, I was living at home, like I told you, with my Christian family. I was going to work every day surrounded by non-Muslims. And one of the things that I found really helped me to stay afloat during that time was making sure I spent my weekends as much as possible with practicing Muslims. So, you know, my advice is if you don't have that environment anywhere near you or anywhere around you, you know, try to look for it at least online. Alhamdulillah, we have online now, you know. And going back to our problems, you know, if the problem is that you don't feel convinced about the obligation of hijab, for example, or, you know, the reasons for wearing it, you need to reach out and seek the knowledge that you need until you feel convinced. Because we all know that knowledge is what brings about conviction. And, you know, let's be honest, if you're really convinced, you know, if you're really convinced in your heart about wearing hijab, then nobody, you know, nobody, not even a TEDx speaker or an Instagrammer, is going to be able to convince you otherwise. You know, if the problem is that you don't think that you're good enough to wear hijab, you know, some sisters feel like they're hypocrites. You know, I've done so many sins in my past. Who am I to wear hijab? You know, I'm not good enough to wear hijab. You know, subhanAllah, we have to realize that, you know, hijab has never been about being good enough. You know, subhanAllah, first and foremost, it's a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're fulfilling. And, you know, one of the things you'll find is that it actually helps you to feel like you want to improve yourself. You know, I know a lot of sisters who've told me that if it wasn't for the hijab, they would have fallen into doing many more sins than what they were doing. You know, why? Because their hijab was actually like a reminder to them to try to be better. And I want to, you know, remind us as well of a hadith Qudsi in which the Prophet ﷺ tells us that Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِ بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدُّ عَلَيْهِ, that my servant does not draw close to me but by anything which is more love to me than what I have made fad upon him. وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ, and my servant continues to draw close to me with nawafil, with extra good deeds, until I love him. So this is the way to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear sisters. You know, doing what Allah loves, you know, through what he has, you know, made obligatory upon us, and then following up on that with doing extra good deeds. And we can also take this hadith to mean the opposite as well, that, you know, if we have to realize that there are consequences from taking steps away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so if we move away from what Allah Ta'ala has made fard on us, it basically means we're also moving further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So we have to keep that in mind. So if the, you know, going on to, you know, different, looking at the different problems we might have, you know, if the problem is not feeling good in wearing your hijab, you know, my advice is to look for a style that makes you feel confident, but that also fulfills the conditions of hijab. And inshallah, I'll be speaking about this a lot in a lot more detail in my next segment that's coming up a bit later. You know, but to be honest, you know, speaking about this topic properly, you really need a lot more time than, you know, 10 minutes. But for anyone who's interested, you know, I do have some lectures available on my YouTube channel that deal with both identity and hijab and how to overcome the struggles of holding on to your deen. I'm also always there for my sisters on Facebook and Instagram if anyone, you know, wants to reach out for support. But, you know, anyway, even if I haven't mentioned the specific reason that you're personally having with wearing the hijab, one thing I do know is that if your why is strong enough, you will find a way to embrace it, regardless of whatever obstacles you may face, right? And sisters, we need to remind ourselves that, you know, in this life, Allah Ta'ala is going to test us over and over to see who do you love more? You know, is it Allah and the Akhirah, or is it the trivial gains that one may make in this very temporal world? So always remind yourself that this life is so very short. So whatever sacrifice you make in this life for the Akhirah, in reality, it's so very small. And never, never think that any sacrifice you're making in this dunya is wasted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want to leave you with an amazing hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about the reward for those who hold fast to their deen in times like we are in now. When holding onto one's faith is like holding onto a burning coal. In which he tells us in some narrations which are found in a Tirmidhi and the Sunan of Abi Dawud, that inna min wara'ikum ayyam as-sabr, that verily before you are days of patience, in which holding onto one's deen will be like holding onto a burning coal. And then he says, lil'amali fiha ajru khamsin. So the one who, you know, holds onto their deen in this time will be like the reward of 50. And then the Sahaba who are around him, they said, you mean ajru khamsina minhum? You mean the reward of 50 of them or 50 of us? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ala khamsina minkum. No, verily, 50 of you. So imagine, my dear sisters, subhanAllah, imagine that we, from wearing our hijab now in this very hard time when we're so tempted with temptations and we struggle to hold on to our hijab, imagine, Allahu Alam, we could be getting the reward of 50 of the sahabiyat in their wearing of hijab. وَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِبَعِيدٍ. It's not too far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear sisters, never forget the words of Allah ta'ala. وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Be patient and hold firm. Verily, Allah ta'ala never wastes the reward of the good doers. And I'll leave it there, my dear sisters. And inshallah, I look forward to seeing my next upcoming segment. Barakallahu feekunna. I ask Allah Ta'ala that what I have said benefits all of us and strengthens our iman. And may Allah keep us firm upon His path until we meet with Him. And I ask Him to unite us in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la. Wa qulu qawli hadha. Wa astaghfirullah wa li wa lakum. Wa subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.